Good morning. It's Holy Saturday. Pastor Lori here. This is our final Lenten reflection, the last day of Lent. It's titled One Who Waits in Darkness, written by Joyce Rupp. Our scripture for this Holy Saturday comes from Mark 15:46. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it and laid it in a tomb. In Stations of the Light, Mary Ford Grabowski refers to the empty tomb of Holy Saturday as a site of new life, a place of dark, silent fertility. While no one can say what actually took place for the spirit of Jesus while his body lay in the grave, Scripture does indicate a powerful change between his death on Friday and his reappearance on Sunday. The time of his interment represents a chrysalis-like transformative stage of quiet obscurity, one that necessarily precedes the unfolding of a hope-filled future. Holy Saturday invites us to consider the in-between periods of our lives when the reality of painful loss clings tightly and the possibility of moving on eludes us. We too have our Holy Saturday experiences similar to physical death, but repeated throughout life when the grayness of our little deaths entombs us in a silent vagueness. During these periods, we find ourselves waiting for something to happen, hoping things will change for the better as we restlessly seek inner harmony. Like Jesus, we hover somewhere between the bleakness of a Good Friday and the brilliant light of an Easter Sunday. Similar to a butterfly in a chrysalis completing its preparation, we wait with faith-filled expectation of new grace arriving. We have hope that our day of emergence will come, and with it, a revival of joy. Let us pray. Hidden One, you entered in the dark space of in-between, where the gestating grace of the Holy One empowered an amazing transformation. Your silent entombment teaches me to be patient when my own chrysalis time requires waiting. So let this be our intention for this Holy Saturday. I recall how my entombments helped me to grow.